Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 23rd of March 2024. Essence. Sweet children, just as Bap and Dada are both egoless and do selfless service, having no greed for the self, so you children have to become like the Father. Question. On what basis does the Father, the Lord of the poor, make the fortune of the poor children elevated? Answer. Baba says, children, while living at home with your families and taking care of everything, your intellects should constantly remember that everything you have belongs to Baba. Just remain a trustee and your fortune will become elevated. You need to have a great deal of honesty in this. If you have full faith, it is as though you are being sustained by the Yagya. You stay at home as a trustee and you eat from Shiv Baba's treasure store. Tell Baba everything honestly. Om Shanti. The spiritual gatherings of this path of knowledge are unique compared to those religious gatherings of the path of devotion. You have experienced the path of devotion. You know that many sages and holy men relate scriptures, etc., on the path of devotion, whereas everything here is completely different. In front of whom are you sitting here? In front of this double father and mother. There, it is not like this. You know that the unlimited father is here, and that there is also the mother and the junior mother. You have so many relationships. There are no such relationships there, nor are there any followers there. Their path is of isolation. Their religion is completely different from your religion. There is a difference of day and night. You also know that you will only receive short-lived happiness from your physical father for just one birth. Then you will receive a new father and new things. Here there are the Parlokic, Lokic, and also Alokic fathers. You receive inheritances from physical fathers, and you also receive an inheritance from the Parlokic father. However, this Alokic father is wonderful. You cannot receive any inheritance from him. Yes, Shiv Baba gives you the inheritance through this one. This is why people remember that Parlokic father a great deal. They also remember their physical fathers, but no one remembers this Alokic father, Brahma. You know that this one is the father of humanity. He is not just the father of one. The father of humanity is the great-great-grandfather. Shiv Baba is not called the great-great-grandfather. In a physical relationship, there are a physical father and grandfather. This one is the great-great-grandfather. This cannot be said of a Lokic father or the Parlokic father. You do not receive any inheritance from this great-great-grandfather. The father sits here and explains all of these aspects. The things of the path of devotion are totally separate. That part of the drama is also fixed and it continues to be played. The father tells you how you took 84 births and not 8.4 million births. The father comes and now makes us and the whole world righteous. No one has become a righteous soul at this time. The world of charitable souls is completely different. Charitable souls cannot live where sinful souls live. Here, impure souls donate to impure souls. There is no need to give donations or perform charity, etc., in the land of charitable souls. This knowledge of how we receive the inheritance for 21 births at the confluence age does not exist there, no. Only now do you receive this knowledge from the unlimited Father, through which you receive constant happiness, health, and wealth for 21 births. There, your lifespans are long. The very name is the land of immortality. It is said that Shankara told the story of immortality to Parvati. These things do not exist in the subtle region. In that too, the story of immortality couldn't be told to just one. Those things belong to the path of devotion, and people still continue to believe in them. The biggest lie is to say that God is omnipresent. This is defamation of Him. They say of the unlimited Father, who makes you into the masters of the world, that He is omnipresent, and that He is in the pebbles and stones. You have defamed Him even more than yourselves. I serve you altruistically. I have no greed to become number one. No, I just have the concern to make others that. This is called altruistic service. He salutes you, children. Baba is incorporeal and egoless. He has no ego at all. He wears the same clothes, etc. He does not change his style of dressing, whereas those people continue to change their entire dress. This one's dress is ordinary. They also change the dress of officers, whereas this one continues to dress ordinarily. There is no difference at all. The father says, I take the support of an ordinary body. Which ordinary body? The one who didn't know his own births or how many births he had taken. They say that there are 8.4 million births. Those are just things that they have heard. There can be no benefit in them. They make you afraid, saying that if you do such acts, you would become a donkey or a dog, etc. They also say that you will go across by holding on to a cow's tail. Now, where did the cow come from? In fact, the cows of heaven are completely different. The cows there are first class. Just as you become 100% complete, so the cows there are also first class. Sri Krishna never grazed cows. Why would he need to do that? That's just the way they depict the beauty of that time. However, it is not that Sri Krishna looked after cows. They have portrayed him as a cowherd. There is a vast difference between the first prince of the Golden Age, who is full of all virtues, and a cowherd. They don't understand anything because the deity religion does not exist now. This is the only religion that disappears. These things are not mentioned in any scripture. The father says, I give you children this knowledge to make you into the masters of the world. Once you become the masters, you no longer need this knowledge. Knowledge is always given to ignorant ones. It is said, when the sun of knowledge rises, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. You children now know that the whole world is in darkness. There are many religious gatherings. Here it is not the path of devotion. This is the path that leads to salvation. Only the one Father grants you salvation. You called out on the path of devotion. When you come, we will belong to you. We will not belong to anyone except you, because you are the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness, the ocean of purity, and the ocean of wealth. He also gives you wealth. He makes you very wealthy. You know that you have come here in order to have your aprons filled by Shiv Baba for 21 births. That is, you have come in order to become Narayan from ordinary humans. You have been listening to many stories on the path of devotion, and yet you have continued to come down the ladder. No one has been able to go into the stage of ascent. They have elongated the duration of the cycle. They say that the duration of the drama is hundreds of thousands of years. You have now come to know that the duration of each cycle is 5,000 years. The maximum number of births is 84, and the minimum is 1. Souls continue to come down from the incorporeal tree. They come down, number-wise, to play their parts. We come originally from the incorporeal tree. We come down from there to play our parts here. All remain pure there. However, everyone's part is different. Keep this in your intellects, and also keep the tree in your intellects. The Father tells you everything from the beginning of the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age. No human being can tell you this. Even this Dada cannot tell you. There is only the one Satguru who grants salvation to everyone. All the rest of the gurus belong to the path of devotion. They perform many rituals. There is a great deal of show on the path of devotion. That is like a mirage. People have become trapped in that in such a way that if anyone tries to pull them out, he too becomes trapped in it. This is also fixed in the drama. Nothing new. Every second that passes is according to the predestined drama. You know that you are now studying Raja Yoga from the Unlimited Father and becoming Narayan from ordinary humans and the masters of the world. You children should have this intoxication. The Unlimited Father only comes in Bharat, and only after every 5,000 years. He is the ocean of peace and the ocean of happiness. This praise only belongs to the Parlokic Father. You understand that this praise is absolutely accurate and that you receive everything from the One. The One you are sitting in front of is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. With whom would you have yoga while sitting at your center? It would enter your intellects that Shiv Baba is in Madhuban and that you are remembering him. Shiv Baba himself says, I have entered an ordinary old body in order to make Bharat into heaven once again. I am bound by the bond of the drama. You have defamed me a great deal, and I make you worthy of being worshipped. It is only a matter of yesterday. You used to worship me a great deal. I gave you the kingdom and fortune, and you lost it all. Now I am once again making you into the masters of the world. This will not sit in anyone else's intellect. These are deities with divine virtues. They are human beings, not 80 to 100 feet tall. It is not that because their lifespans are long, they would be as high as the ceiling. Your lifespans are shorter in the Iron Age. The Father comes and makes your lifespans longer. This is why the Father says, explain to even the ministers of health. Tell them, we can tell you such methods that you will never fall ill. God speaks, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me alone, and you will become pure from impure and ever healthy. We can guarantee this. Yogis are pure, and so their lifespans are also long. You are now Raja Yogis and also Raj Rishis. Those sannyasis can never teach Raja Yoga. They say that the Ganges is the purifier. They ask you to donate to it. Now, how can you donate to the Ganges? Human beings throw money into that, and the pundits collect it for themselves. You are now becoming pure through the Father. What do you give to the Father? Nothing at all. The Father is the bestower. On the path of devotion, you used to give to the poor in the name of God, but you were in fact giving to impure ones. You were impure, and the ones who took from you were also impure. You are now becoming pure. There, impure ones donate to impure ones. They give a Kumari away when she is pure. They bow down to her, feed her, and also give her money. However, once she is married, her life is ruined. This too is destined in the drama and will repeat again. The path of devotion also had its part. The Father also gives you news of the Golden Age. You children have now received understanding. Earlier you were senseless. The scriptures contain aspects of the path of devotion. No one can attain me through those. It is only when I come that I can grant salvation to everyone, and I only come once to change the old world into the new world. I am the Lord of the poor. I make the poor wealthy. The poor immediately belong to Baba. They say, Baba, I belong to you. Everything I have belongs to you. The father says, remain as trustees. Use your intellects to understand that that is not yours, that it belongs to the father. Very good, sensible children are needed for this. When you cook food at home, it is as though you are eating from Shiv Baba's yagya, because you belong to the yagya. Everything you have belongs to the yagya. Therefore, while living at home as a trustee, it is as though you are eating from Shiv Baba's treasure store. However, you need full faith. If your faith fluctuates, there is the example of King Harish Chandra. You have to tell Baba everything. I am the Lord of the poor. Song. At last the day we have been waiting for has come. You have been remembering me for half a cycle, and you have at last found me. There will now soon be victory for this knowledge. The golden age definitely has to come. The confluence age, in which you become the highest of all human beings, is in between. You belonged to the pure family path. Then, while going through 84 births, you became impure, and you have to become pure again. You became this in the previous cycle. Those who made effort in the previous cycle will make effort again and claim their inheritance. The father sees everything as the observer. The father says, you are messengers. The others are not messengers. Only the one Satguru grants salvation. Other founders of religions just come to establish their own religions, so how can they be gurus? I grant salvation to everyone. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Constantly keep the intoxication of having found the father, the ocean of peace, happiness and wealth, and of receiving everything from the One. You are sitting personally in front of such a father, and he is teaching you. 2. Renounce your ego and continue to serve altruistically like the father. Remain egoless. Become a messenger and give Baba's message to everyone. Blessing. May you be detached from any temptation of material possessions and become a conqueror of matter and free from temptation. If any material possessions disturb any of your physical senses, that is, if any feeling of temptation arises, you cannot then be detached. Desires are a form of temptation. Some say that they don't have any desire, icha, but that they do like, acha, something. This too is a subtle temptation. Check this subtle form to see whether some material possession, that is, some means of temporary happiness, is attracting you in any way. Material possessions are facilities of matter, and so when you become free from being tempted, that is, When you become detached, you will then be able to become a conqueror of matter. Slogan: let go of any jhamela, chaotic situation, of mine, and stay in the unlimited, and you will then be called a world benefactor. Om Shanti.